All right, Marks, this is Jeremy, co-host of the Smart Marks podcast. Matt and myself are on a mission to help sick kids, and we need your help. On November 4th, we'll be participating in Extra Life. Extra Life is a 24-hour video gaming marathon to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. You can donate by going to extra-life.org, searching for the name Jeremy Holman or Matt Salgado, and pledging anything you can. Every little bit helps. All right, guys, now it's time to listen to a couple of middle-aged men talk about wrestling.
Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks, welcome to episode 204.
Episode 204.
Of the Smart Marks Podcast.
That's a 2, a 0, and a 4.
That is 1 pound under the 205
We're
weight limit.
We're still cruiserweights.
We are still cruiserweights as of today. Sitting across from me today is my esteemed co-host, Matthew Salgado. How are you, sir?
It's pretty good. You can either pass for an NPR.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Or a golf commentator.
That NPR was 100% what I was going for.
It just always reminds me of the skit with Molly Shannon and Anna Gasteyer when they would do their
remember
their
the
cooking,
salty, the yeah, salty balls the salty episode? Balls. Yeah.
And our salty balls.
Oh, their salty balls are just... They're so watery.
I love the way your salty, your they're so, no, they're, no, they're sweaty.
The sweaty, your sweaty, sweaty balls. Yeah.
I love the way your sweaty balls feel in my mouth.
Yeah.
Feel fantastic.
Yeah, I was going full on NPR. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, and I know that because I listen to a lot of NPR.
I'm trying to save my voice a little.
Yeah. You probably were yelling your face off last night.
I had, like, you. I thought
like
I
you
was
had
sick this morning
the,
because I had
the
no
time
voice
of your life.
I had a fucking blast
yeah
last
Jeremy
night.
Jeremy went to go see Stone Sour last night.
Yes.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, 200 miles away.
So, you know,
3.5 hours away.
We watched the show, and during the show, Corey is saying a lot of stuff like, this is the loudest stop of the tour. You guys are amazing. I'm like, you know what? This is just bullshit. This is stuff he sells every crowd. And then I look at Instagram today, and every show that they leave, it's just like, thanks, Grand Rapids. Thanks, Rochester. Thanks, Phoenix. Like, that's all it says. They leave Albuquerque, and it's like, that was fucking insane, Albuquerque. Thank you so
awesome
much. I was
at Sunshine?
It was at Sunshine. And that's my thing. Like, we talked about that. Like, I've been to arena shows and stuff, and they're cool. But there's just that feeling of being in a small venue.
That theater is amazing.
So we ended up, we were like 5 rows back.
It is the Hammerstein Ballroom of New Mexico.
Yeah, it's a fucking dope theater. Like, it's so old. And
that is not, I am not, like, overselling that. I am not. That's me being a, I've gone to plenty of shows there.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad experience.
Exactly.
Any
neither
of
have
shows
I
there.
We were
Andrew WK, best concert.
Oh, God.
Ever.
That'd be amazing, especially there. Yeah. We were about like 5 rows back, and people kept pushing in between Mondo and I. And I wasn't losing my view, but he was kind of conceding. So by the time their second act was Beartooth, which if you've never heard Beartooth, God, they're such a great band. Which we went in, he had no clue who they were, and I was already a huge fan, so I was like, fucking, you're about to be schooled, son. But I keep getting pushed up. So by the time Beartooth is done and Stone Sour is about to take stage, I'm already past the barrier and past the red line.
Your snaps were insane.
I'm hanging out with security at that point. And there's so many people that they can't push me back into the crowd.
Yeah.
So the security was just cool. They're just like, fuck it, stay where you're
stay
at.
Stay right there.
Yeah. And Mondo is like stuck with people, and he could barely move and stuff, and he's covered with sweaty people, and he looks over and security's watching people who are stage diving and crowd surfing and stuff. They're paying attention to that, and I'm sitting on the security stool watching the concert. I was just like, whatever, I'm here. Yeah. Who's going to stop me? And no one ever gave me any hell for it. That's I just awesome hung out there with security the whole time. My snaps are literally, I'm like 5 feet away from Corey Taylor the whole time.
Yeah,
but
that
the,
is awesome.
The mark out moment of the night. Like, I've marked out for this more than I have in wrestling shows. Like, we've talked about how we went to the Hobbs show, how my daughter got Bailey's shirt.
Yeah, that
she got
amazing
a hug from Seth Rollins. We got TJ to dab. I got a reaction
TJP,
from the
that is,
yeah, TJP. We got I got a reaction from the club. Like, you know, we had a great night that night. But I'm sitting there, and I'm like front row. And I go, I'm wearing my Villain Club shirt, as I talked about on the last show. And I'm wearing my Bullet Club beanie. And after the very first song, Corey tells everybody, he's like, turn the house lights up. I want to see everybody here.
Yeah.
So he turns the house lights up and he's like yelling at everybody. He's like, y'all, there's some bad motherfuckers here. Yeah. Just going off. And he looks over at me. I'm not throwing the rock fist. I'm throwing a two sweet.
Yeah.
And he looks and he grabs the microphone and just goes, he points and goes and holds it to his heart and yeah. throws a two sweet back.
That's what I
And Mondo's like grabbing my arm. He's like, motherfucker. Five more times that night. After, because I text you and I was like, yeah, Corey dude. Taylor just shot me a two sweet and pointed at
that
me.
That was badass.
Five more times that night. Like every time he walked to our side, I was throwing the two sweet and he'd yeah. throw it back and point.
That's badass.
And he was just, he's a wrestling mark, man. Yep. And like you could tell, like he saw the Bullet Club stuff and he's just like, yes.
Yeah.
And that was my point. Like we saw that and I was like, you know what? Everyone wears rock shirts. Yeah. I'm going to wear. And wear there was one, shirt, yeah. one other fan there and he was in the pit. So yeah. he wasn't seen, but he was wearing a Cody Rhodes shirt.
Oh, wow.
He was that's wearing awesome. The American Nightmare shirt. That is cool. I was like, that's fucking cool.
Did you two-sweet that guy?
No, because we were trying to stop a fight from happening on the outside. Some guy was there with his wife about to start a fight. And he was 39, he told us, because he was drunk.
Okay, yeah.
And Mondo and I are sober, so we're trying to stop him. We're like, dude, you're going to go to jail tonight. Like, do you really want to do this? Which is a big step up for me as an adult, because normally I would just be pulling out my phone and recording him knock somebody out. Which I really thought heavily about doing. Yeah, but.
You know, of all the concerts I've ever been to, I've only been involved in one actual altercation.
Really?
And it was at a Feist concert.
No shit.
Which is like indie, like
yeah.
rock. Not even, there's, I don't know, like how you can get insane at a Feist concert. And if you don't know who Feist is, then Google her or check her out on Spotify. But yeah, I have no idea why. And the dude was just a total dick. He was high on whatever.
Oh, God.
And he just kept on pushing at everybody. And this is one of those shows where people aren't yelling. It's just like, it's kind of like an acoustic type of environment. And you're quiet and you're listening to the music. And the dude's just like yelling, Feist! I want to be in you! Just really obnoxious yes. stuff. Just and he was there with his girlfriend, which is hilarious. And it was just like, oh, my God. And he kept, like, bumping into us. And this is really early on in me and Priscilla's, like, I think it was, we were only been together maybe a year. And this was, like, our first big trip. It was in Denver. And eventually, I would just got so fed up with the dude. And I never get physical with anybody.
No, you don't.
But I, like, pushed that dude all the way to the side. And the guy was taller than me. And there was this bigger dude next to me. And I think he was kind of surprised that I was, like, pushing this dude. And he started to help me push this guy
nice.
Out. So, and the security grabbed the guy and kicked him out.
Nice.
It was just totally ruining the vibe of the show. And then I walked back and like Chris was like, what happened? And I was like, he kept on getting in everybody's way. And he bumped you like five times. Like, I had enough.
Yep.
It was hilarious. Of all the concerts I've ever been to, indie rock goddess Feist is the one I had an issue with.
That's cool. It was cool. Like, there was some shitty people there. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. And it's, you'll run into that. People that are only out
yeah,
for themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at one point, like, this guy pushes his way up to me and he's just like, his girlfriend is probably 4'9". And he, like, pushes his way up. He's like, dude, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to take your
was
spot.
Was it Valentina Loca?
Basically, yeah. He's like,
shout out to Valentina Loca.
Yeah, a friend of the podcast. He's like, I'm not trying to take your spot. He's like, but will you do me a favor? And he's like, she's tiny. He's like, would you mind like just help protect her? Like if dudes yeah. are like pushing their
oh,
way
that's
in.
Cool. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So as where we were sitting, everyone who was crowd surfing, they'd hit the ground and they'd come around behind me. So as they mm-hmm. were, I just like turned my body towards her.
Yeah.
So that way nobody was shoving into her and stuff. I was like, this is a cool vibe. Like
you would shield her a bit.
I was shielding her. Segue back into wrestling. What a fucking entrance Monday, man.
That was a good intro to the show.
I love it, man. I'm so jazzed to see the Shield back. And you know what? Like, for me, I love live events. Like, concerts are amazing. Live wrestling's amazing.
Yes.
There's live wrestling in Albuquerque this weekend. And I even thought about, I was like, how do I go back?
I totally
like,
spaced
I totally
DWO,
go back?
That's right.
Like, I'm really debating going to see DWO this weekend. I'm just driving back that night because I know I can do it because I just did it last
Saturday.
Night.
I just realized.
What time's the show?
They're like at 5 or 6. Yeah.
Okay. If you weren't on call, I'd say let's do it.
I'm actually going to be on campus, I think, around 2 o'clock.
Is Angelina Love is there this time around?
Yes. And I think she may have a... I think Delilah Doom's also there.
Nice.
They haven't announced the match, but I think there's going to be something going on with them too.
So before we get in, because we've got TLC previews to go through, mm-hmm. we're going to go through Raw. I know neither one of us got SmackDown watch, and we apologize for that. I was gone last night. Matt's got a lot
Suck it.
Too. But we don't have... I mean, we could catch up with SmackDown later. We don't have a pay-per-view set this week. I watched NXT as well. Let's talk 2K18.
I'm drinking this tiny-ass bottle of water.
Tiny bottle of water. Tiny violin. Pretty tiny bottle of water.
Shit. Yeah.
Love that you took the label off.
Yeah, no sponsors. You got like that tricky.
That's urine.
It's really clear. It's really clean.
It's mine. I've been on a diet. Dude. And I haven't been having
soda.
Yeah,
you're on that diet. You're super clean. Yep. It tastes like water.
And it's amazing, right? Like, I can market that shit.
Especially around my teeth. Pretty good.
Oh, I love it when we go off the rails. 2K18.
Shove it in my gums.
2K18. We've been playing since Friday. Thoughts so far?
We've been playing since Thursday night.
So I've been sidetracked.
Hey, Stormtrooper.
I've been sidetracked.
What have you been playing?
I've been also playing Shadows of War.
Oh, I can't blame you.
And when my wife is up, really she's good. Into it. So I'll play that with her. And I normally wait till she goes to bed. But I've played some 2K18. I've created my character twice. I made the mistake. Like, I made
Jimmy Valentine.
I made.
You sure you don't want to change your name?
I might now because the computer. So I'll get to that. But I made J. Vader once in my player.
Yes.
Which has a shitty name. Like, why wouldn't we call it my superstar or something?
Yeah.
But anyways, my player. I made him in there so I could start the career mode. There's no way I found so far that you can export him out.
Yeah.
So I just went through and I recreated him. In the regular, the one I recreated is much better because when you start my superstar,
you got shit.
There's a lot of things locked, and yeah. you've got to purchase them or unlock them to purchase them. Which the purchase is fine; like you can earn the VC, but it's the unlocking them. So, like the beard I want isn't unlocked. Yeah. There's the tattoo system in this game is terrible.
Yeah,
like last year they allowed like you could use superstar tattoos and
this
stuff.
The first game,
and these are just generic tattoos. So I went to. The community downloads, and I found a bunch of tattoos I liked, and I put them on him from there.
Best way to do it.
Yeah, and I found some decent ones. I found a cross that's similar to the one I have on my arm, so I mm-hmm. threw that on there. I found a Legend of Zelda one that was pretty dope, and a Joker one that was pretty dope, I put those on his arm. And then I just found like a Japanese kind of tattoo on for the left arm just to fill it up. And I was like, okay, cool.
Well, that's cool too. I mean, you don't have like stock images on your character.
Yeah.
So it looks cool.
So J. Vader is up and ready to download. You can look under the hashtag SmartMarks.
Mm-hmm. Or J. Vader.
Or under my name, J. Vader 82. I think it's J. Remy, J-R-E-M-Y 0805 is my PlayStation.
Yeah.
But you can just find the name J. Remy or J. Vader.
I've been meaning to share those out, so my apologies.
Matt's character already has 26 downloads last time I looked.
Shut
I don't
up.
Know where you're at today.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it.
I think just Matt Storm had like 26 downloads.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
And then I text messaged you the second I uploaded him. And by the time you went to download him, there was already one download. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, J. Vader, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, as soon as I looked on there, it already said one
download. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's your tag title.
Yeah, my tag titles. I was like really surprised
that's
with
what
Matt
it
Storm.
No,
yeah,
your tag
titles.
Yeah, I created
the women tag team titles.
Are they purple? Is that what it is?
They're purple.
Or like lavender?
Yeah, they're like
that's
a
cool.
dark purple. And, the ones that I did last year, they were like white and the metal on them were pink. And I kind of did
like
I didn't
gold.
Like it. Yeah. And so I liked the fact that I just did purple and kind of kept it with the tone of like SmackDown and Raw.
That was cool.
Women's, because I put it on 205 Live. So just like, keep it purple. Kind of like with the Cruiserweight.
Is that
title.
What you did?
Yeah.
Are you going to create a full on women's show?
Yeah. I'm trying to come up with a good name for it. So.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa. The cat just knocked down
that. It was
that
a little thing. One.
No, that's the big one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It's the fat ass one.
Fucking bastard.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Keep
cat.
Talking. Keep talking about your game. I'll fix it.
So, I created those titles. Or I just, it's pretty easy. You just go in and you edit the ones. I edited the basic tag team titles, change the color up, cut the medallions the same, and just change the information and then assign it to the show. I do want to make it an all women show, and I'm just not sure what I want to call it because I do like, I want to call it like Knockout Fridays, but that kind of sounds like a stripper show. And plus the Knockout Sorority thing in TNA. And I don't want to like.
But the one thing you did do, and you actually took something I threw out there.
Yeah.
You created the Saucy Aussies.
I did. I created the Saucy Aussies.
Billy Kay, Peyton
universe.
Royce, and Emma.
Yep.
I
like now in your universe mode, when you create a stable, it applies it throughout your whole game. Because before you could just create a stable in your universe and it wouldn't carry it over.
So I did it the opposite.
So you only do it once.
I did it the opposite. Yeah. I created it outside of the universe and it didn't carry over to universe.
Ah,
see. Because so I created the power trip, you and I. Yeah. And when I went to go, because I was going to record the entrance and send it to you. Uh-huh. And when I went to do that, we were not a stable.
Ah.
So I've got to go create it in universe. Yeah. So pro tip, do
pro
it in
tips,
universe first.
Do it in the universe mode.
Downloaded the, my very first downloads were Kairi Sane and Marty Skrull.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But I'm going to change that mask on Marty Skrull if I can, because they've got him with a white mask. I want to get the black one. I think
yeah,
the black one looks
color.
Cool. And then I downloaded the Undisputed Era.
Yeah,
and that's all I've downloaded. Yeah, and that's all I've downloaded so far.
I got Adam Cole downloaded, Kairi Sane, Marty Skrull. What else did I get in? I did download CM Punk, but I think I'm just going to go back and just delete them out.
I haven't touched it.
I know I might be going to use them.
I won't either.
But it's a good download. It's a good creation.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the top ones.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of who else I downloaded. I have quite a few. I did download somebody else's created character, and I'll probably use them on the Smart Marks universe. And then got yours. I'm about to finish up on Priscilla's created character.
Nice.
And then up next, I'm going to create. I was intending on working on a Toro Rojo today, but I was super tired during lunch.
I was pretty jazzed.
So I didn't
with...
get a chance to do it. I went ahead and started my payback pay-per-view.
Nice.
And within just my regular universe mode.
I've been through three pay-per-views so far.
Yeah, I did the NXT. Well, I made a takeover, and I ran a takeover before Payback just so I can have some shows for NXT, because it's weird how the pay-per-views are structured out. Like
they do NXT ones, every 3 months.
Yeah, the NXT ones. And then there's like a couple like where there's two in a row. And then
And it's weird that they do them. It should be two every month.
Yeah, yeah. So same with the Raw and the SmackDown ones. So
I thought about going through and creating a second one every month.
Yeah, and I told myself, I was like, I'm going to have all this time to play universe mode. I should just focus on creating stuff. So I'm going to go back and create this. I'll probably try to finish for El Toro Rojo tonight. And then maybe I'll stream that. I'll see.
Nice.
If anybody else is going to stream, then I won't stream.
All I did was Jay Vader. That's the only thing I've created so far. And I was pretty jazzed the way he came out. Like I was real happy with it.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Son of Havoc
type of character.
Yeah, I went a little different with it. And I almost thought about putting a mask on him in my career mode because one of the options, the styles you can start with, was a mask character. I was like, I should start with a mask.
Yeah.
It's real dumb because there was a character you had to rival against last year in career called Baron Blade. Yeah. He's now like...
He's an agent.
Agent, yeah, road agent. I'm like, whatever, man.
You know, Rod Funches had said... He brought that up, comedian Rod Funches. And he goes, it's funny how Baron Blade, you know, was my number one enemy last year. And this year he's an agent. And I thought, for real, but fuck Baron Blade, though.
Yeah.
And he actually went back and liked that tweet. I was like,
you
awesome.
Said that?
Yeah.
Yes. That's great.
So I was like, awesome. Thanks, Ron Funches. You're the
man. It's cool so far. I'm in a rivalry with Cassius Ohno and Bobby Roode.
Yeah. I have my gripes, but maybe I'll get over them. Maybe they'll get fixed in patches.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's better than last year already.
Yeah.
It's just there's more personality to it.
Yeah, I already don't like the My Player campaign, and I just don't know why we don't call it like Superstar Mode or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that to me is kind of weird. Maybe I'll grow to like it, but I'm not going to focus on that.
I'm going to play through it some, but I wanted to go back to Universe.
I'm going to focus on creating.
There's a lot of guys I want to play as in Universe, so I've been playing as a lot of characters I haven't, and a lot of the new guys and stuff like that. I absolutely fucking hate Jinder Mahal. I know you took the title. I just stripped him of the title.
I just changed titles up immediately.
Who'd you put the title on?
Owens.
Owens?
Yeah.
So I thought, I had the idea. I'm like,
Owens is my world champ.
I'm going to take it from him. That was my thought. I'll take it from Jinder. No, it didn't happen. First match was Jinder and Shinsuke.
Yeah.
And I gave him 4 Kinshasas.
Dude, you know what? They upped that difficulty this year.
Yeah.
They definitely did, because normal
4
is totally insane this year.
4 Kinshasas and 3 exploder suplexes.
But maybe I just got used to it, but I feel like normal is a lot harder this year, which is fine with me.
He still won. Yeah. And then I had a cage match against him and Randy Orton at the next pay-per-view, and he got out of the cage.
He was the one that got up.
Fucking seriously. So I've got to move on and see what I can do.
Yeah.
TJP is my Intercontinental Champion.
That's awesome.
He beat The Miz, and he's got a rivalry going with The Miz. Yeah. My United States Champion is still AJ Styles.
Cool.
So I'm working on getting that off of him. And my tag champions are... The only other change is my SmackDown Tag Championships went back to the New Day.
Cool.
So, and that was through simulation. Oh, I simulated something I text messaged you about.
Yeah.
I was like, I simulated an NXT match, and Roddy Strong beat Bobby Roode. So Roddy Strong is now my NXT champ.
Yeah, I moved Bobby Roode to Raw. He's the IC champ.
And that's what I'm going to do now that he's not the NXT champ.
And he actually has a match against Neville, which is pretty cool because Cedric Alexander is my Cruiserweight champ.
Nice.
That was an awesome match that I had, which was pretty awesome. I like that rivalries actually end when you tell them to end.
Yeah.
So, like, if you set it just for 4 weeks, it's just going to last that 4 weeks, and then it's going to stop and move on to the next
one.
I like the suggested rivalries are coming up, like, that are, like, they show them there and... It's pretty awesome.
So I downloaded your character, and then I introduced us into the universe, and I had us each do a singles match just to kind of test the waters and kind of figure out how to play as each one of our characters. And I had my match against Ty Dillinger, and I damn near didn't beat Ty Dillinger, but I got it. Yeah. And then your debut match was against Kalisto.
Oh, cool.
And holy shit, my ass kicked. He gave me a run. I beat him, but he gave me a run for my money. We put on a 5-star match on SmackDown. Awesome. I was like, cool.
That's great.
I had a lot of fun playing as your character.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I like the way they offset. Your character is more of a technical high flyer, kind of a striker.
Yeah, I still didn't need to change all the moves, so I will like re-upload them eventually.
I like mine, where I set them. Mine. I used Roderick Strong as my base,
yeah,
and then I tweaked from the base. I put my finishers that I wanted.
Yeah, that's what I still needed to do.
I still use Roddy Strong's finisher because that's the one I wanted anyway.
I love that finisher on yours, and I realized that I didn't change up the aerial maneuvers, so I'm going to have to go back and redo those. And
I left mine all elbow drops because as big as my guy is, I'm actually going to probably adjust him inside. A little and make him a little shorter and then re-upload them. But the game has a glitch, and I swear, like, I knew I selected Jay Vader, and my last name is Vader. And then commentary was referring to me as Valentine.
Yeah,
and I was like, what the hell? But then I played the next match, and JoJo introduced me as Vader.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know I selected Vader, but they keep defaulting to Valentine.
The commentating team will call you Valentine. I noticed that too.
Weird.
Like, it popped out. And Vader, I mean, I didn't know it was with JoJo because I expected Vader, so it just slipped into the back of my mind. Like,
that's how I was. So I played the next match to catch it. When Valentine
popped out, I was like, holy shit. Oops. I was like, yeah, it's calling him Valentine, which is
weird.
Odd.
Just weird. But I haven't heard a shut up Byron yet. I have heard him trash talk Byron. Like, he's talked about how stupid he is.
That he's like,
but I just haven't heard a flat out just shut up Byron.
Yeah, like, shut up Byron Saxton. And then I miss they should have put this into the game, but like when Alexa comes out and Corey goes, "Be still my beating heart," like he says, like, kind of like, I don't know, maybe they're trying to get away from that kind of stuff, and he hasn't said it lately either. So maybe they're trying to get away from that kind of whatever, like where he calls her a goddess and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any of that kind of commentary. I'm surprised that they kept a lot of like Michael Cole lines in, like from the last like four games.
Right.
And they just added in Saxton and Graves in for a few lines. But
I've been enjoying it so far.
For the most part, there's been a few times where I've been playing and it just gets ultra silent on commentary. And there's like no commentary whatsoever. I'm just like, well, say something, guys.
I haven't done an 8-man match yet. Have you?
I have. A tiny bit of lag, but it may be because, too, I got an older PlayStation.
Yeah.
So I'm running on older hardware. So
I might try it. Eventually, I'm going
to get like a good in your system and switch things up a bit.
I dig it, though, so far. I haven't made it like too far into it, but I really like
it. Oh, no. I love creating stuff. I love working on it. I love seeing what people have created. And as far as creation mode, I've been having tons of fun. And I'm actually in the middle of creating that Dusty Rhodes Championship belt. I started on it last night.
So is there a Dusty Rhodes Classic in the game?
It appears there is, because I think in the tournament mode there is.
I tagged you in a video of Triple H congratulating Triple H for winning the
Dusty Classic.
But it had them in the ring in NXT with a Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, I guarantee you it's like in one of the tournament modes.
We should do that for Extra Life and stream that or something.
That'd be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Do a Dusty Tag Team Classic.
That would be fun.
Yeah, be cool.
We need to get some video game characters downloaded again.
Yeah, we do. As far as like, I'm sure we'll get plenty.
I'm going to see who's out there to download. I'm going to max out my 20 downloads.
I give it like one more week and they're all going to be out there.
I'm going to max out my 20 downloads. I'm probably going to get a bunch of indie guys this
week.
I'm holding off because they've got like Matt and Jeff, and then they've got like Aleister Black.
Well, there's so many. Yeah, like they've created all like the guys that will be DLC eventually.
And they're good, but I want to hold out for the DLC and make it more exciting to play as those guys. I saw the Dudley's entrance.
Why is Elias Samson like not in the game?
He's not. I didn't notice. Are you sure?
I'm sure. Yeah.
positive he is, isn't he? Or is he DLC?
DLC, I guess.
Maybe he's DLC.
I didn't know he was DLC. I thought he was going to be a standard character. I was pretty bummed because I went to go look for him.
You
want to
walk with
him.
You want to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I want to walk with Elias. I want to make Elias my champ, man.
I loved Raw Monday night with Elias and the club.
Yes.
So good. I knew as soon as I saw him. Like, I love, like, because I listened to... I listen to the Bullet Club podcast, Talking Shop, mm-hmm. and then I listen to the Talking Shop episodes of Jericho every time they put one out. So I like I follow like all of the club's terminology and stuff, and like I laugh every time that they bring that terminology to Raw. Yeah. Like he said something, and Gallows replied with "absolutely" because he calls everybody a hoot.
Yeah,
he's like, "What are you doing, you little hoot?" And they referred to Nature Boy as the Nature Hoot, and it's just like that's their name for like their friends is, "Hey, you hoot." And, like, I hear that shit, and I just, like, mark out for it. I'm like, ah, it's so cool. He called someone a hoot. And then to the point that my friend Brian, friend of the podcast, or fan of the podcast, is in Utah. And when we text back and forth, we refer to each other as good brother back and forth.
Hey, good brother.
He even, like, was trying to talk to us because my wife and I have spit around the idea of moving in the next, like, 4 years or mm-hmm. so out of New Mexico at some point.
No.
I know.
No.
And it probably will never happen, nah, but we've thought about it. And he's like, "You should move to Utah." He's like, "We could be Gallows and Anderson for Halloween every year."
It's pretty funny.
I was like, "Well, I mean, I get my choice because I'm bald and I have a beard, so I could literally be either one of them." So
yeah. I would never move to Utah. No offense, Utah.
And get some sister wives.
Nah.
Nah.
Kim only has like one sister, and she's already married.
Yeah, so
I'm screwed.
Yeah, I love that game. I'm going to play some more of it. Yeah. I mean, it's got its issues, but every WWE game does. And yeah, I enjoy this much more than I did last year.
We're going to end the show early so we can play the game.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get a match in before you leave.
Hey, man.
I only have one controller.
We got TLC. We'll both hold on the controller.
You hold the right side. I'll hold the left side. We'll work together as a team.
I'll do the directionals. TLC, man's coming up this Sunday.
It is.
I think it's a pretty good build. Dun, 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 dun. You're bringing it up
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. You're bringing it up before the beginning of the show, but you were pumped to hear that Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta.
I was, man. So I can't believe I didn't catch this. I'm normally like when I read stuff on the internet, like I pick up on little things like this person's they're pulling booking here, so he may debut. Like, I should have caught this shit. But in Santa Fe, New Mexico, this weekend is the Santa Fe Comic-Con. Original two WWE superstars booked for this were Lita and Kane.
It's gotta be Kane!
Last week, they announced Kane has been pulled from the Comic-Con. Same weekend as TLC. They announced last week Kane has been pulled and cannot make it. He's being replaced with Booker T.
Would this not have anything to do with that storylining where Kane got Lita pregnant and Lita missed?
Yeah, they just kayfabe. They couldn't have the two of them together. But then Kane comes out on Raw.
Bad
and re-debuts again on Raw, shows back up, and attacks Roman Reigns, as we all saw. But I don't know how I didn't catch on that. Like, I'm normally, like, I pride myself on that stuff. And they pulled Kane from the booking for the Comic-Con, same weekend as TLC.
Yep.
And I think had I realized it was same weekend as TLC, I would have put two and two together. Yeah. But I didn't realize quick TLC was running up on us. And I didn't catch the pulling of it until today they announced that Booker T will not be in attendance at the Comic-Con because he's now booked for TLC on the post-show.
Pre-show.
Yeah, or on the pre-show, post-show, or on commentary. He's not going to be there. And as soon as I saw that they pulled Booker T, I'm like, that's why they pulled Kane. Like, I didn't even snap.
That's cool. So WWE's like actively like sending people there to the Comic-Con. So did they have a replacement?
They didn't say. So far, it's just Lita. Jason David Frank, if you want to talk to him.
Oh, I've already seen him.
On the street. Don't meet in a gutter.
I already tell you a story about how I met Edward Furlong.
No.
And it was at a con. It was at Comic-Con in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
And that dude is short.
Yeah.
And so met him. And the friend I went, she was a huge Edward Furlong fan. So we went in line. She got his autograph. She paid for it, and like she shouldn't have paid for it. He got it like the 8x10. He signed it, and she was like all nervous. And she goes, "Oh, I love when you were in The Crow, because he did like The Crow 3 or something."
Yeah.
And that's like widely regarded as like the worst crew of all time.
Yeah.
So I think he kind of like was, "Are you being a dick about this?"
Or he's like, "Are you being serious here?"
Yeah. And so there's some other funny people in that movie too. I can't remember. There's somebody famous in that movie. Ah, God. No, I can't remember. So we get done with the con. It's like halfway through the con. We're going through. We're visiting with a lot of other booths and stuff. And we go outside, and we're it's in Albuquerque Convention Center, and it's upstairs, and we're hanging out upstairs. And Edward Furlong just walks right by us by himself, you know, and he goes up. He's walking, and his pants are falling off because he's sagging, like he's wearing loose-fitting pants, and they're falling off his ass, and he's going there buying nachos by himself. And he's having, like, the hardest time because his pants are, like, just falling off his ass. And to me, it's just, like, the funniest thing. Like, we just sat there. We just sat there and we watched as we were eating our food, watching Edward Furlong struggle with life and these nachos and his pants. And we just watched him walk all the way back. And I just told her, like, we could have helped him, you know.
Right.
She goes, I know, but it's Edward Furlong. And I go, this story is always going to be in the back of my mind.
So people from the Crow Wicked Prayer from 2005.
Oh, Tara Reid.
Features Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz is in that movie.
Tara Reid. David Boreanaz.
That's who it was.
And Danny Trejo.
Yeah, and Danny Trejo. Widely regarded as the worst Crow movie of all
time. And Macy Gray.
She was in that movie?
Macy Gray played Cara Mia.
I try to think about the Crow. This movie's gonna be awful.
Edward Furlong's gonna buy nachos.
And he might lose his pants.
Turn around and stumbles. Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks on the pre-show.
Yeah, I dig it.
Like it. I was getting worried.
Battle of the Foreheads.
Yeah. Sexy foreheads.
Yeah.
I like it. I can rub them together. And like,
Alicia Fox got a shirt, man.
Finally, after all these years. Right. 10 years, former Divas champion.
She's been fined. Jeez. Whether that's kayfabe story or whatever.
Oh, for pushing the ref. Yeah. I think you legit do get fined, though.
If you put your hands on a ref like that.
You're not supposed to put the hands on the ref.
Unless it's a story worked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they worked that as a story or not, or if she just in the heat of the moment shoved him. She knocked him on his ass pretty well. He looked pretty shocked.
And he fell on Sasha, which I think did more damage than any of the attacks did to her. So pretty cool. I like it. That was awesome. Who you got? Sasha or Alicia Fox?
Alicia Fox.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think they're going to – it's cool that they're doing something with Fox, and I like it. It's kind of weird. No nine jacks. What's going on there?
Yeah, right.
But, moving on to the main show. We got the Demon – Finn Balor, the Pumpkin King, versus Sister Abigail, Bray Wyatt.
I'm interested. I'm not.
Well, this
sold,
be the time where
interested.
Bray Wyatt actually wins a match. Sister Abigail.
I'm gonna pick Bray Wyatt. Right? Further this story.
Yeah, he has to because it's Sister Abigail. We waited all these years, Sister Abigail.
Is it not kind of bullshit, though, that we don't have, like, a legit Sister Abigail?
Yes, it is bullshit. It should have been a Sister Abigail.
And I think that's why I'm not interested in the story.
Didn't Randy, like, pull up her entrails or something?
Like, yeah, and, like, burned them, set them on fire?
Burned them. Like, the body should have been decomposed a long time
ago. And now
ago.
She's, like, possessing him or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested
so like
in the story.
Amityville Horror, kind of.
Because it reminds me a lot of, like, the Broken Hearties
stuff.
It is stuff.
For October.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't make sense.
But I still, like, I would rather have a female
Bray Wyatt.
Or have Sister a Abigail. Sister Abigail, which is a female Bray Wyatt.
There's Mika Rotunda. She's hot, man. She's a female Wyatt.
She's gorgeous.
Rotunda.
Go on.
The Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher.
Are we both picking?
Yeah. Sister Abigail.
Sister Abigail.
I hate saying that. Bray Wyatt. The Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher. Versus Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. Straight up tag team match. Main show.
Alexander and Rich Swann. I like that tag team.
It's a good tag team. Cruiserweight championship match. Kalisto taking on Enzo Amore.
Kalisto.
Yeah, Kalisto winning and defending.
Yeah, especially after the beatdown this week.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that kind of
stuff. I like that spot, though. I like it. I like heel Enzo. I liked him calling shots. Yeah. I dig that. I just don't like him as a champ.
I think he's like, newsflash, dummy, you already are the champ.
Yeah, because he's like, I will leave the new champ. He's like, newsflash, dummy, you're already a champ. So Kalisto caused a stir
on
Facebook and Instagram this week. Yeah. He posted a picture of himself holding the title, but he used a filter. You know what that filter did?
Turned the title black.
Yep, and we all marked out because
it
looked sick. Because it wasn't just like a black strap. Like, it was like a carbon color strap.
Yeah, it looked cool.
It was really cool. And I was like, holy shit, they changed it.
There was even stories like, oh, they're getting away from the purple. Fans aren't happy with the purple color.
Yep.
Like, people were, like, putting, like...
Effort. There was effort in this,
behind
yeah.
this story. And it turned out it was an Instagram filter. Because you're like, oh, shit, it was an Instagram filter. Because
they were putting the side plates on.
Yeah, they're putting the side plates on. And it was back to the purple belt. But you think WWE takes note? Maybe makes that
maybe.
Black belt?
I'm thinking about changing it on my game.
It looks awesome.
It was really cool, the color actually. That they used. Because, again, it wasn't like the traditional black strap that
like
you
a,
see.
It was like a matte.
It was. Black. It looked like a carbon kind of color to me. And it had a silver tone. Like, it was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, your computer's going to restart. Don't restart. There you go. Oh, it's going to put updates
in.
Asuka versus Emma.
Asuka, hands down?
Yeah.
Or do you think Emma, like, cheats to pull one out?
No.
Yeah, hands down. She's going to get murdered. This is going to be a 3-second
match.
Emma's
getting her head kicked off.
This is going to be the shortest match on the card.
Say goodbye to Emma. It was nice knowing her.
Yep. Shortest match on the card. I'm
Saucy
calling it now.
Aussies.
Calling it now.
Yeah.
Shortest match on the card.
Probably 4 minutes. In a 5-on-3 handicap table ladders and chairs match, 5-on-3, we have Braun Strowman, The Miz, Cesaro and Sheamus, and the Demon, Kane.
This, like, I get the...
Why
is
it so stacked?
I picked this to be a 3-on-3. Like, I expected them to absolutely... Before the stipulations were made Monday night, like, my prediction was that the night of TLC... They were going to beat up Strowman or somebody and lay them out, like possibly Cesaro or somebody. They were going to make it a 3-on-3 by taking somebody out. I'm still not opposed to that happening.
I think Cesaro and Sheamus get taken out beforehand.
And it ends up a 2-on-3?
3-on-3. 3-on-3.
Yeah, 3-on-3 at that point. I wouldn't doubt it. Like, it makes sense, you know, and it furthers their story. And it furthers their rivalry for the tag titles if that happens. So yeah. I dig that. I think that could happen. But God, it's so lopsided right now.
Like, yeah, like, so Joe can vouch for this. I was texting him, he was texting me during the show and during the Braun Strowman match. And I go, I think Strowman wins, but Strowman's going to win, but it's not going to be Curtis Axel. It's going to be somebody different.
I felt that the same way.
I was like,
too.
It's going to be somebody different. I was like, I just don't know who it is. I just think it's not going to be Axel. It's just all signs are just too good for Axel to be that way.
Yeah, especially the crowd chanting his name and everything.
And then I'm giving my son a bath, and I just hear the TV start going absolutely insanely crazy during the match. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I start drying them off, and we walk up to the living room. And lo and behold, Kane is standing in the ring after
with his terrible wig.
After the tombstone and all the power slams, and, you know, Strowman gets the 1-2-3. But cool to see Kane back.
Yeah, and it makes sense on two levels. Kane was one of the first opponents of the Shield.
Yep.
It was one of their first victims because their first official match at TLC was Team Hell No, Daniel Bryan and Kane and Ryback versus the Shield. And if we're going with the whole, like, he retired The Undertaker, why wouldn't Kane want to come get vengeance? Like, I get it. It makes sense. And The Miz, like, underhandedly bringing him back. A heel Kane is great.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see him back. I thought he looked fat, like puffy. But then I saw a picture of him. He's jacked.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
His arms are huge. Like, he's been in the gym and he's put on some, like, so he may just be barrel chested.
Maybe he just needs to drink that flat tummy tea.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what all the NXT girls were.
Yep.
Remember how they were all, like, promoting that, and then all of a sudden he stopped.
Yep.
Something happened. He got Shield or
I got Shield, man.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna pull this off somehow, right?
The Shield have to win.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm predicting this. I don't know when this is going to happen. I'm not 100% decided on who it's gonna be. I'm thinking Ambrose. One of them is turning on Seth to end this run. And I think it's going to be Ambrose, but I don't think that they have the balls to go ahead and fully turn Reigns heel. But it would make sense. Like, if this is the way you want to fully get him over as a heel, have him turn on Seth.
Yeah.
But I think Ambrose turns heel at some point during this and destroys this whole, like, right after they lose the tag titles.
Yeah.
Like, I think he ruins it for him. But I text messaged this to you. I think it's funny that the Shield comes down as a unit. Roman's getting fist bumps. People are going crazy. Roman comes out for a singles match by himself and gets the biggest amount of boos I've heard all night. Like, seriously, guys? Like, at this point...
That's what it is.
At this point, is it just, like, it's the just, you suck and John Cena sucks stuff? Like, it's
well,
just...
Well, now it's going to be even more as Cena's gone for a little bit.
Yeah, it's just popular to hate him. Is that just, like, how it is now?
Yep. It is.
How excited were you to see those flak jackets back? Those vests.
Yeah. I was. I mean, me and you had even talked about it. We talked about it. They're gonna wear their uniforms or stay in their own gear. And we're both we both came to the idea like, oh, they'll just stay in their own gear. But no, cool to see them.
I thought it was again. As much as we said that, like seeing it on Raw was a total mark.
It was
moment.
Awesome. Yeah.
And seeing them come through the crowd was so good.
This was listed as higher on the card, but Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James. I know the Shield's going to be the main event.
Yeah.
But
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has she held that title for now?
I don't know. But she's
she just beat Sasha Banks for it again. After SummerSlam. That was back in August. About 2 months.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to give it to Mickie?
I think Alexa's going to keep it. Maybe some way underhanded, but she's going to keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like it's time to take that off of her.
I'll be different. I think we picked all the same matches all night. So I'm going to go with Mickie James.
You go Mickie?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Wouldn't doubt it.
So I didn't get to see SmackDown, but Kofi Kingston cut his hair.
Did it? What?
Yeah. He shared an Instagram picture.
Oh, my God. He cut his dreads.
Of his dreads and a pair of scissors.
Oh, I'm so sad.
But I didn't get to see SmackDown. I want to see, like, what he had done. Trent Seven tweeted and said, the Shield have reformed for the UK tour. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, we should have a word, probably. Hashtag British Strong Style.
Cool.
So I think that would be interesting. I saw this, and I wanted to bring this up and see what you thought about it. Someone shared a list of all of the United States champions since WrestleMania 30.
Cool.
And they asked, who was your favorite? Who do you think had the best run as U.S. champion? So I wanted to bring this up on the podcast to see what your opinions were. In order, since WrestleMania 30, Dean Ambrose, Sheamus, Seth Rollins, because that's when he held both titles, yep. John Cena, Alberto Del Rio, Kalisto, Rusev, Roman Reigns, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, and Baron Corbin. I think it's got to be John Cena or Rusev.
Chris Jericho.
You think Jericho?
Yeah.
Why?
Festival of Friendship.
Yeah, true. You're right. I think John Cena's like open challenge brought a lot
that
of attention
cool. that
to
was
it.
A lot of fun. The first round of the open challenge was really good.
Yep.
And then Rusev.
Anytime Rusev's U.S. champion, I'm happy with it.
Rusev just going on that run.
Yeah.
Just absolutely killing everybody. And then eventually it was
I liked
Cena.
Seth yeah. holding it for a while. I thought
Cena,
that was great.
Yeah, Seth holding it for a month was cool.
And Kevin Owens, like even though his was kind of short, I like the face of...
Owens and Styles run, they've been doing good things with that belt.
Yeah,
it's,
I think so
it's,
too.
It's done a better job than the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, no slight to Miz. Miz tries to make that thing prestigious, but when it's not on the Miz, I don't think it really means anything.
So somebody shared a link, and they asked Roman Reigns' thoughts on this. Former WWE star Cody Rhodes says he is the biggest draw in pro wrestling today. And they asked Roman Reigns his thoughts, and Roman Reigns replied, I don't even need to click the link and watch it. If that house didn't draw over 100,000, he's just being silly. Hashtag walk over talk. Like, I get what he's saying, you know what I mean?
Over $100,000?
Dollars, yeah. Okay. Or even 100,000 people. If they're saying he's the biggest draw, Roman had over 100,000 people as the main event at WrestleMania. Like, I get what he's probably saying. But I get what Cody's saying, too.
Yeah.
Because he is the biggest internet draw, I would say, on the indies. He's definitely the biggest draw on the indies right now. But they've got a little feud going back and forth with each other. One good thing is I guess Roman took some shots at Cody Rhodes on Twitter. Cody was in the ring and replied, I thought that tactical vest was just covering up failed drug tests. Like, holy shit. I'm trying to find I took some screenshots of some news this
apparently,
week.
Apparently Bully Ray retired.
That's what I was getting to. Bully Ray retired. Apparently
speech at a Ring of Honor show.
Yeah, at the Global Wars event he had a speech saying that he was out. At the last major event for Ring of Honor a couple weeks ago, I think, or a couple months ago, something, I can't remember what it was, but recently he took a table shot to the head. And apparently spent the night in the hospital. Oh, and since then, he's made decisions that it's probably time for him
table
to move
shot
on.
To the head. What the hell are you thinking?
It's probably like the spot with Shane and Kevin where they broke the table and they were beating him up with a broken table. Madison Rain was at the WWE Performance Center.
Yeah, it's super excited.
I'm super jazzed to see that.
Whatever capacity she may be involved in, maybe she'll be in NXT, maybe she'll be a coach, but I think Madison, I think congratulations to Madison right now. She's put in a lot of hard work.
Monday, November 27th, in the Perth, New South Wales, Perth Panthers, Evan Theater.
Say that again.
Whatever, I'm not doing that again. At International Assault, Global Invasion 2K17, Ricochet will take on Austin Aries.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
Austin Aries is claiming that in the next 6 weeks that he's booked, the next 6 weeks of bookings that he has, he's making more money than the last 4 months of running with WWE.
Ouch. Yeah.
And another, so the rumor is that Neville was not even in attendance last Monday night at Raw.
He didn't even show.
But they're saying one of the main reasons is the same reason Austin Aries walked, that his match was cut from the card. Or cut from the pay-per-view, the DVD of WrestleMania 33, right? That's the last one. And so he did not receive royalties due to that. Kurt Angle has confirmed in an interview that a women's Elimination Chamber match for the Raw women's title will be taking place in the near future.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
How do you feel about that?
Cool.
I'm jazzed for that.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash said on Xbox 12360, which is kind of a cool name for a podcast, that he compares what the Young Bucks do with the Too Sweet hand gesture as Pearl Jam doing covers of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. He has no problem with it and thinks WWE cease and desist order is a bit much. His exact words were, if it were a couple of jabronis, yeah, I might have a problem, but these guys are talented and a huge draw.
And he goes, Sean, didn't you, Sean, as far as X-Pac, didn't you invent that? If it wasn't for X-Pac, they would have never done that.
Yep.
They would have never done that.
I think that's about
there
all
was
I have.
A Instagram post of Celeste Bonin, a.k.a. Caitlyn.
Yeah.
In the ring.
Nice.
Training again. So there are rumors about her maybe making a comeback.
Do you think it would be the WWE?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I hope so.
So Jim Ross retweeted a Skype advertisement for Sonny, for Tamara Stitch, saying, let's Skype tonight. Email me at totally1sonny@gmail.com for more info. Jim Ross retweeted that.
He retweeted it just cleanly. No words, just retweet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Awesome.
I think that's about it that I have for...
I'm excited for TLC. I'm excited for what's going to happen. Excited to play this game.
Yeah, it's I'm going to play show. Some more of this game tonight, sir. Tonight.
Do it. So on that note?
On that note.
Hey, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments and follow us on Twitter at @smart_marks. We didn't get questions this week. That's perfectly fine. You're also more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at Mateo83. Follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. You can, and if you hate social media altogether, want to ask a question anyway, hey, shoot us an email. smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, the email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows that you're a fan of the show. We get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit patreon.com/provengamer. Patreon.com/provengamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1, and there's some awesome rewards available at each tier for every show available through provengamer.com. We have one on there if you want to be a guest host on the show. There's a tier available for that. Hey, if you think it's too much, email me. We'll work something out.
You can throw it at one. Oh, I didn't even bring that up. So during Global Wars, they addressed the Too Sweet cease and desist.
Oh, they did.
The whole crowd starts throwing up one and chanting, one sweet, clap, clap, one sweet, one sweet. So they've now started working towards trademarking one the sweet. One sweet gesture.
There you go. So again, that email or that link, patreon.com/provengamer. Also, it's that time of the year, and Extra Life is right around the corner. What's Extra Life, you say? Well, Extra Life is a 25-hour gaming marathon that is so much more than just about video games. As you can see, Jeremy's demonstrating the logo right there on his arm. As you heard before even the show started, all donations made to Extra Life go and benefit the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Our personal donation pages are available or are included in the description of this episode. And if you're interested in how you can also become directly involved with Extra Life yourself, please visit extra-life.org for more information. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, provengamer.com. If you're listening to us already, you already know all this shit. Don't worry about it, right? But if you do listen to us, be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating. Leave us a funny review or drop a promo on our ass that I can read on the show. You can also listen to the show on provengamer.com while you're also there. Check out some awesome game reviews. articles and other podcasts such as Trophy Horde Podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, baby.
Nintendo Dual Screens,
Nintendo
baby.
Dual Screens and yeah. Game stuff. I just like hearing in Dusty Rhodes' voice.
Ooh, dual screens, baby.
Ooh, dual screens, baby.
That son of a bitch, Triple H, won my tag team titles with himself.
It was three.
He went back in time and congratulated himself, that son of a bitch.
Universe should have caved in on itself.
Oh, baby. That's only in hell could that happen.
So makeprovagamer.com, your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks again for listening, Marks. I am Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks.
One sweet.
One sweet it. Peace out.
This too sweet it.